Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is we have a date. We have a hint of a date, I should say. We have a hint of a date. Talking about the suitcase nukes. Now, before I get started, I understand what you want. And I want the same thing. I wish that there was a source that we could go to and tell us exactly what's coming. Without any question, it's going to come, and it would even be nice if they would tell us when. We want to know the future. We want to know what's coming, but that's not the heart of God. What? Okay, now hang on. Listen, okay, I've been doing this 40 years, all right? So perhaps I've earned the right to give you a little bit different opinion. That's not the heart of God. If he wants to tell us what's coming, he puts it into the Bible. Those words are not changed. If he wants us to stop sinning and to repent and turn back to him, then he sends it to a lot of people, a lot of warnings, and those are not necessarily guaranteed to come if my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Remember 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's the heart of God. He's not trying to prove he knows the future. He's not trying to prove that he can speak to his prophets or that they can tell things accurately. I mean, look at Jonah. Okay, did Jonah hear from God? Yes, he did. Did it come to pass? No, it didn't. So not every prophecy that God speaks comes to pass. What? No, wait a minute. That's scriptural, okay? A lot of times, what he's trying to do is to get us to stop sinning, repent, and turn back to him. So when I bring forth this date here of these suitcase nukes, understanding God really doesn't want to even bring the suitcase nukes, what he really wants is to see us to repent as a nation. All right, now, this is the list of 18 cities. According to many voices, many of these cities are confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses, not all of them. So can we guarantee that suitcase nukes are going to hit each of these cities? No. As a matter of fact, if I have my way about it, I pray every day, Lord, don't let the suitcase nukes hit us. So if you live, let me just be straight. Let me be blunt with you today. If you live in one of those cities listed, you would be smart. If you can't move from the city, you would be smart to get yourself prepared. Yes, there's a spiritual preparation, and yes, there's also getting one of these on your car. And you get this by going to empshields.com. If you put in the promo code PROPHECY, it helps your Prophecy Club, and it gets you a $50 discount. Let me say it again. If you live in one of those cities and you don't have one of these, then I think you're putting your trust in the wrong place. You're trusting the world that we live in today, not necessarily trusting the Lord. It's like the guy that was on top of the roof, and he drowned. When he got to heaven, he said, God, why didn't you send someone to help? And he said, I sent you someone in the boat. You said you were waiting for God. I sent you a helicopter. You told them you were waiting for God. Now you're here. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter, and you didn't listen. Okay, so could it be that God is sending us a lot of the solutions, and we just, out of the stubbornness of our heart, just won't accept it? With that in mind, let me give you a disclaimer. First of all, God has not told me when the suitcase nukes are going to go off. Second, Prophecy Club is not saying that the suitcase nukes are going to go off in 2024. I am a watchman. Ezekiel 33:6 tells me that I'm commanded, if I see a sword come, I'm to warn the people. And if I don't, their blood is on my head. So I'm not obligated, please hear me, as a watchman, I'm not obligated to see that these prophecies come to pass. And if they don't, then you're supposed to beat me up. Okay, that's not the way it works. Matter of fact, I can probably go back to some of the other prophecies of the past that I believe were from God, but they did not come to pass. And I think those people are going to get very well rewarded for speaking forth what they knew God was speaking to them, and God was hoping it wouldn't come to pass. He does, look, how does the Bible say it? That God is not willing, he doesn't want to see bad come to anybody. He is, I can't even quote it right now, but he's not willing to see any should perish, but all should come to the knowledge of the truth. There you go. So he doesn't want to see these things come. He doesn't. But what he's saying is, if you don't pray, if you keep walking down that, if you keep riding that same road, you're going to hit those nails. You're going to wind up with a flat. If you keep going the direction you've been going, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, with that in mind, let me show you. We've got up to 37 prophecies, dreams, visions, angel visits, saying 37 suitcase nukes. 37 of them are going to hit us. For that, go to empshield.com. We got 17 says a meteor, tsunami, earthquake combo is going to hit. 14 say a food shortage is going to come. 11 say dollar is going to fall. 7 say surprise Russian nuclear attack is going to hit us. 2 say we're not going to have any gasoline. There's probably more. It's just, this is all I have, okay? And if you want to have food, I'd recommend you go to josephkitchen.com, and I'm going to talk about that more in an upcoming program. You know, let's go on. So this is the new information. Came 8-10-2024. Vicki Parnell. This dream begins with me looking to the sky. I hear before the seven ends, O inhabitants of the earth, these things shall transpire. Now, the big question is, what's the seven? I think I'm going to be able to give you an idea, but that's what it is. It's an idea. I'm not guaranteeing we know when this is going to happen. All right, let's go on. I looked higher, and I saw an angel in white with a light. Oh, by the way, this is heavily edited so that it flows better, but I did not change any of the meaning, okay? I saw an angel in white with light brown hair with a voice like thunder said, the Almighty Great God of heaven and earth declares these things must take place before the seven ends. Okay, well, what's the seven? Well, in general, we can say it's the seven-year tribulation. There's no question about that. I'll explain. The seven comes to completion. The seven is the time of completion of all being done before the holy and righteous Lamb's great day of wrath begins on your world. Okay, in other words, before we go into the millennium. That's what it's saying. Before the seven-year tribulation is over, this is going to happen. Well, that's not telling us a whole lot. Let's go on, though. O inhabitants above and below the earth, in the seas and the heaven above. So what's this saying? At a very minimum, but I think it's more specific, I'll show you. At a very minimum, it's talking about, remember I used this chart. If you look at the bottom, it says 7 years, and the middle is when the Antichrist sits on the Ark of the Covenant. The very, very bottom in yellow, it says 7 years, meaning those are the last 7 years before Jesus returns. Over the bottom right-hand corner, you see it says end. That's the end of the 7 years. Here's another way of putting it on my charts. If you look at the very bottom right corner, black with yellow letters, it says end. That's the end of the 7 years. Another way of looking at it, another one of my charts is the very last day of the 7 years is the great day of the Lord, the day of the Lord. Okay, that's when Jesus returns with the morning star. Now let's go on. The seven, the time of completion, when one cycle, one season, one day is completed. What's one day? Day is the Lord, with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So what this is saying is, bottom right corner, before the total end, before we get into Jesus returning, before the eternity is all over, this is going to happen. Well, again, that's not telling us much, but there's more. The seven, the time of completion, when one cycle, one season, one day is completed, before the new world begins. Ah, now, is that talking about eternity? Well, in context of what it's saying here, it is. But, wait a minute. She also was just told that there is a death certificate that Vicky Parnell signed, saying that the United States of America is dead. Well, that actually fits, because we know that the all capital United States of America, that corporation, has been bankrupt for what, 7 some odd years? And they're bringing in a new Republic of the United States. So could it be, and another place, she was told that the, that Republic would come in January of 2025. Well, could that be what it was talking about? I think I'm going to be able to answer that. Let's go on. Just as the great God of heaven created all, then rested on the seventh day, the seventh, the sign all is completed. Well, again, that's definitely talking about the seven, before the 7 year tribulation, before the Jesus returns, that's going to happen. Well, everything happens before then, so that's not telling us much. But there's something here that does. These three significant things that trigger each other are to be the rogue mushroom type devices. We know them as suitcase nukes. We've been talking about them since 1998, okay? Hidden inside the country of the wicked, evil Babylon, this judgment from the courts of heaven is fair and just. The sentence and the verdict stand, for Babylon as a whole has failed to return by repentance to the God of all creation through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah and Lord of all. The 3 days of darkness, as we're told in the Holy Scripture of Truth, and the plagues returning, as they have already done before in times past. But they shall come forth the same yet different. And so they have up to this point of the 3 days of darkness to come, finally the return of the saving King Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom for his spotless white bride, those who made themselves ready and are waiting for his arrival. Now, something she says here confirms what I have been teaching, what is written in my books. If you look here, it says, let me back up. 3 days of darkness to come, finally the return of the saving King of Jesus Christ. Look at this part. The heavenly bridegroom, okay? He's coming for the bridegroom. Okay, well, we are the bride. He is the bridegroom. So if the groom is returning for the bride, why would he be returning for the bride? Except he is going to the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Jesus is brought before the Ancient of Days, where he is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is his coronation. It is the marriage supper of the Lamb, which according to the feasts, according to what I wrote in my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, available at prophecyclub.com, that happens about 4 months before Jesus returns. Those who made themselves ready and are waiting for his survival. I asked the angel of God, are these three events all that's holding back the great day of the Lord? If so, then where are we physically in Father God's timeline? So she's asking, when are the suitcase nukes going to go off? The angel replied, daughter of faith, of grace, and of mercy, you are right here. And apparently he shows her. A gigantic screen hanging in the air appeared. I saw a dark room with a tall, dark figure sitting in the large, straight-back chair, his arms resting in the armrest. It's a go, he says. In a low voice, lethal voice, tell them, it's a go. It's time. Meaning, it's time for the suitcase nukes to go off. Now, what does that mean? Well, a God's time, or in this case, even devil's time, is very slow compared to our time. So when it says it's a go, it's time, we humans want to look at our watch, or at best the calendar. But sometimes it's not even in this generation. Okay, let's go on. So it hasn't told us exactly yet. The screen divided into two pictures. The man in the dark was on the left. The picture on the right was a massive computer. Okay, the image of the beast? Probably. Above was an AI computer. There are wires running out of the computer in all directions, some with lights traveling through the wires. I heard the AI computer inside the man's mind say, it's done. Now he's talking about the starting or the detonation of the suitcase nukes. A message was sent without an invisible, without any visible way of tracing the source, meaning they're not going to be able to trace back where these suitcase nukes came from. And that's what Coverstone was told, too. "Good," the man replied out loud and began laughing a horrible laugh. The scene changed back to the man laughing in the dark. A spotlight shined down on him, and I saw it was Antichrist, the man of sin. The screen changed to another dark room with several people wearing dark hoods. There are candles sitting on the table with great evil. One of the robed ones said, "The message has already been sent by the chosen one of the light bearer directly to our operatives in D.C. They are moving their people into position as we speak." That's probably happening now. "The chosen one of the Dark Lords has given them the set date. It gives us enough time for our operatives hidden inside the United States to return to the four additional hidden briefcase devices we were ordered made in addition to the original eight." Now, let me explain. So Vicky had a dream where actually she's shown in a vision where there are eight suitcase nukes that have been placed. Part of that said that not all of them are going to be allowed to be detonated. Possibly, four could be found. So then apparently the devil was listening and says, okay, well, then let's make four more to cover the four that might possibly be discovered. And that's what it's talking about here. Let's go. Let me reread that again, and we'll go on. "The chosen one of the Dark Lords has given them the set date. It gives us enough time for our operatives hidden inside the United States to return to the four additional hidden briefcase devices we ordered made in addition to the original eight." In other words, they made an extra four in case they got discovered. "They each have enough time to return. We couldn't chance their faces being seen and possibly connected to the second set of devices." In other words, the first set was eight. But apparently they were listening to what God said, that he might let four of the eight be discovered, so they put out another four. "These operatives have been hidden for years. Their loyalty unquestioned." Those of you that follow Prophecy Club know we've known this, okay? This is not new. "These operatives have been hidden for years, their loyalty unquestioned. They need their covers to remain unquestioned for the coming invasion." Another one said, If all goes as planned, the people of the no longer United States, that would be us, okay, won't be celebrating this year." What celebration? I'm going to show you. Coverstone answers that question. "If all goes as planned, the people of the no longer United States won't be celebrating this year." And there were several that laughed. The leader said, "Notify our four remaining operatives, it's a go. Give the loyal U.S. leaders and military to us and our Dark Lords and their chosen son the timeline when each is to go off. They already know the time and location of the additional four, eight plus four, okay, we ordered as extras to guarantee that they'll get eight detonations." That's what it's really saying. So in case four of the eight is discovered, they had another four made to see that there's eight of them that actually go off. "I saw a secret hidden society meeting." In other words, she's actually seeing these words. "I saw secret hidden society meeting," the evil female voice said. "We have been guaranteed by those loyal to the Dark Lords and to us in Washington that once the first two are detonated, one before the other," that means they're not all exactly the same time as we had thought, "one before the other in New York, they will cause so much chaos, it will hinder their searches for the other devices, except for the one in D.C. that currently has been chosen not to be detonated." Okay, the devil is smart, isn't he? Let me read that again and see if you can figure out what that's saying, because actually that's important. So let me back up. One before the other in New York, they will cause so much chaos, it will hinder their searches for the other devices. Each for the one in D.C. that currently has been chosen not to be detonated, even if they are delayed in recovering it. Okay, so in Vicky's other dream, it talked about one was going to be in D.C. And he said, and how do you assure that you're not implicated in the detonation of these? Obviously, it's to be putting one in D.C. That means since one was in D.C., couldn't be anybody in D.C. that's trying to bring it forth unless it's discovered and not detonated. Then they think, oh, well, it couldn't be anyone in D.C. In fact, that's exactly where it is, okay? But it wasn't detonated. Now let's go on. That's good, Clarence, one man said. Thank you, Stuart, she replied. Stuart, the dark-hooded man said, notify our four operatives. It's time. It's a go. This will give them enough time to arrive and detonate the devices. In the midst of such shock and horror, they will be able to easily return before they lock down the United States, the airports, both commercial and non-commercial. Now, we can understand. Suitcase nukes go off and nothing moves until they start finding out who did this. That makes sense, right? Each are to stay with the original plan and drive the planned distance unless compromised. Then they are to seek alternative means or, if capture is imminent, to terminate their lives if they become compromised in any way. The scene changed. The screen was divided into four pictures. I see four people with different skin tones. Each had a cell phone, though different in shape and appearance than a normal cell phone. But all had a short tune. I couldn't identify the tune, but it sounded simultaneously. The message displayed read, trip is a go. Follow the planned route and instructions. Each pulled out a set of car keys. The scene froze. Wait, please let me see their faces so I can give them a warning, Vicky says. The light brown-haired angel appeared in the sky saying, your question was, where are you physically in the timeline of God of heaven, creator of all, just, pure, and holy timeline? In other words, when's this going to happen? That's what she's saying. It's before the seven ends. Now, it seems to be saying before the end of the seven-year tribulation. Well, everything happens before then, so that's not really saying anything. Well, could it be it's talking about before the old, all capital, United States of America, is totally destroyed, and the new republic comes into place? And she says that the new republic, and others say the new republic comes into place starting in January. I think Chris Reed also said that. Now, let's go on. So, what is an EMP shield? I recommend if you live in one of these cities, you need to go there. You need to get one. If you want your car to start, if you don't want your computers to be fried, if it fries every computer chip, and how far away from the suitcase nuke, I don't know. I mean, I live in the DFW area, and we have two people that say that one is in Dallas, one is in Fort Worth, and I live, I don't know, I haven't ever calculated, probably 50 miles from downtown Dallas. My guess is, and my prayer is, that one does not hit me so that I can still move around, help a lot of people. And so I'm praying that they don't hit me or our cars or anything, but even though I still have the EMP, so just to make certain. Now, I know we've covered this, but if I'm going to confirm when it might happen, I have to show you some things. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but again, I've read it many times. So let me just show you something. So this is Coverstone, and this is back in 2020. Now, we thought, oh, well, since this is in August 2020 when he got it, this is probably going to happen in 2020. Well, it didn't happen in 2020 or 21 or 22 or 23. Okay, so since it hasn't happened, And there's a couple of things in here that kind of talk of what Vicky's talking on. The question we got to ask ourselves, is it going to happen this year? So let me show you some. I saw a calendar. It was turned to the month of November. When's the elections? November. And heard shadow. I saw shadows flickering all over it. I saw the light in the sky, a very large bright light, then darkness. What's that? That's a suitcase nuke. Why darkness? Because the EMP fries all the computer chips. Then he says there seemed to be snow on the ground, and it was dirty gray, almost like ash. Well, it was ash. It's what they call fallout shelter or fallout. Now, I'm going to skip this. You can stop and read if you want to. Pause and read it. Let me go on to the next one. Now, that one was August. This is September 2020. I saw the calendar of December. I saw a finger underlined slowly, like it was pushing slowly and forcefully under the line named December, and it flipped over to January, then underlined it just as slow and was pushing. Now, what does it say? Down at the bottom, it says Baltic Dry Index is dead. Nothing is moving around the world. Why? Because the whole world is stunned that suitcase nukes went off in America, because America pretty much buys everything. Have you heard the old saying that says, if America gets a sneeze, the rest of the world gets pneumonia? Now, look at the next thing. I noted that there were no Christmas lights. What did Vicky say? No celebrations, okay? No Christmas lights is in December. No holiday displays, no Christmas lights. What was happening? If you read this, pause and read it, it's talking about a suitcase nuke went off. Let me move on, though. Now, down to the bottom, it says dark gray snow-like stuff on the road. It wasn't pure white snow. What was it? It's fallout, nuclear fallout. Suitcase nukes went off. This tells you more about it. I'm going to move on. This tells you more about it. But what I want to point out here is, hey, I saw to the St. Louis Arch, I saw people standing wearing very expensive business suits and expensive watches. And he says that they had nuclear suitcases on down. They were in black SUVs and had a newspaper under their arm. Now, that's the same thing Vicky says here. She says each man had a newspaper under their arm. They had synchronized devices, these watch-type devices. They had black suitcases and a newspaper under their arm. Same thing. Now, let's go back to what Coverstone said. Then I saw more headlines about market crashes. Well, the market right now is shaking. One of the headlines declared sympathy. Or let me skip on down. I saw lights all over the country. Lights were the churches. They were. This is what I'm really looking forward to, and I hope you are too. And that is, just like the Lord told me, as the judgment hits, so are my miracles. Miracles like no one has seen. Going all the way back to Adam and Eve. You tell them, I will never leave them nor forsake them. I'm going to meet the devil, inch for inch, step for step, pound for pound, everything he does, I'm going to meet him. Meaning, when the devil sets off these suitcase nukes, God is going to come with his miracle nukes, you might say. We're going to see miracles like no one has ever seen in their entire life. And I look forward to that. I don't want to see the trouble come, but I do want to see the miracles come. So, A, get yourself prepared. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask Jesus to forgive your sins, and then get yourself prepared. In 2021, I started making bread, and long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph, and I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people, and you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. Three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning, slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper. And as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. If you're out and about and all of a sudden you need gasoline, you need food, and the credit cards aren't working, they aren't taking dollars, then one of the best things to have is right here. It's a prepper bar. Each one of these is a little bit bigger than a credit card. It'll fit in your purse or your billfold, and it breaks into various pieces. So you could give them part instead of maybe more silver, more gold than you need to. Carry it right in your billfold or your purse. This particular one is 5 bars. You don't necessarily need to carry 5 bars with you, but you call 844-771-1776 or prophecyclubbar.com, prophecyclubbar.com, 844-771-1776.